You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we're talking about dua that became Quran. And du'as that were so beautiful that Allah Azza wa Jal recorded it in the Quran. We recite it as Quran, and also it's a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us how to make du'a. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He gives the example, the analogy, the example of Imra'at Fir'aun, the wife, the woman of Fir'aun. So right off the bat here, something that I want to point out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He gives an example to the believers. Subhanallah, like the believers, there's 1 billion Muslims. All the believers till the end of time, this Quran recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this woman and made her an example for everybody. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For the believers, إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now, Fir'aun was known, he was literally the pinnacle of tyranny and kufr and oppression. And yet, in his household, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to guide the wife of Fir'aun, Imra'at Fir'aun, Asiya alayhi salam. She believed in Musa alayhi salam, and yet when the torture began, when he found out that she was a believer, and she was following Musa alayhi salam, following the guidance, Fir'aun commanded that she be tortured, that she be killed. So subhanAllah, look at how evil this person is. So we're not talking even about abusive, we're talking to the next level, murderer. So he's like, kill her. And I was reflecting, let's look at the dua of Asiya alayhi salam. She says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded in the Quran, رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh my Lord, build for me a home near you in paradise. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ. And protect me and save me from Fir'aun and his actions. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And protect me and save me from the transgressive people. One beautiful thing about this is just a reflection that nobody could help her in this situation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no human being, there was no army, there was no cavalry, there was nobody showing up to save her. And so she turned to the only one she could turn to, and she turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people are in situations where there may not be a solution for them in the dunya. There may not be a solution for that. I think everybody, you know, when we think of dua, people think that, you know what, I'm going to make dua, and when I get this thing in this dunya, then this thing that I'm asking for, then I'll be happy, then dua works, then everything like that. But you see, her belief, her first dua was, oh my Lord, build for me a home near to you in paradise. So she's making dua for the akhirah. In her situation, she knows this may not turn out that, you know, somebody comes and saves her and she gets out. And so she focuses on that connection. And so she had a castle in this dunya. She had, you know, her husband was Fir'aun and had everything. And so she lost that. And so she's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace her with a castle near to him, near to Allah azza wa jal in paradise. Something unbelievable and amazing for people who have, you know, situation. Maybe somebody didn't get married, somebody doesn't have a child, somebody's in a situation where this might not resolve in the dunya. That doesn't mean that the dua doesn't, that you don't make dua, that if I don't get this here in the dunya, then that's it, I'm not going to make dua. We look at the example of Asiya and make dua for the akhirah and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ بِنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The other thing that I want to bring up here in this... my brain crashed. I knew my brain would crash. Yes. In the story of Asiya, it was said that she was pulled from her hands, pulled from her legs, and she was tortured. And they basically were bringing her to a point where she would either recant her religion, you recant her deen. And I know some of us think, you know, if I'm being tortured, I will just recant that I can't handle it. And so her dua was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect her, that she wouldn't go in that direction. And of course, if somebody was forced to say something that in torture that they didn't believe, that's all right. But she said, وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمِلِي وَنَجِّنِي مِن قَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they, you know, held her hands, held her feet, you know, strapped her down, and they brought a big boulder to crush down on her, and she made this dua. In that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her soul. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her soul, and then they crashed the boulder on her. And yet she had returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that Asiya was one of the greatest women to ever walk this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I emphasize it again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that Allah gives an example to all the believers to the Day of Judgment. And this, her dua is recorded as Quran. You know, when somebody dies, you know, people make a memory for them. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded her dua. And this is her memorial of the dua she made to Allah azza wa jal. And of course, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded it for the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it. And so she has that home that she made dua for. And so if there's anybody in a situation that, such as an abusive relationship or something like that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you guidance and hidayah, and be firm in this example of Asiya alayhi salam, number one, and also for yourself, just like she went through what she went through, and then she became an example for others. That even when a person goes through a hard time in their life, they can be thinking to themselves, how can I use this to help and benefit other people? How can I use this and benefit? And then the pain that they went through and the suffering that they went through becomes something that they can heal from through their service to other people, and as being an example and how to survive and how to thrive after that. Jazakumullah khairan. If there's some questions or you guys just want to tell me a little bit about yourselves, we're done. Some announcements we've got on Wednesday. There's going to be a webinar, How to Not Be Perfect This Ramadan. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, inshallah ta'ala. So look out for that. It should be on my Facebook page somewhere. You can click the link to register for that. And inshallah, our other Facebook Live is going to happen on Wednesday at around this time, between 12 and 2. Question from Sylvia says, what if du'as don't come true after years of asking for it? So when you say, Sylvia, about something that's don't come true, there's something about that statement that a du'a doesn't manifest in the dunya the way that I asked for it. That's what I'd like. So I wouldn't say it wouldn't become true, because if you look, like I said in this example of Asiya alayhi salam, that there in this dunya there wouldn't be anybody to save her, but she still made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's still connected. As we say in Visionaire, and the statement that I always remind people is that when you've been waiting for a long time to make your dua, then don't lower your standards. The tendency, and I'm sure you've heard this from me, Sylvia, that don't lower your standards in your dua. Don't get weaker. Don't get, you know, but use that sadness that a person might have that they're still waiting for something to manifest, that they use that sadness to propel them to make stronger duas, to become more powerful. So as this Ramadan is coming up, that a person might say, hey, you know what, I'm going to increase in my tahajjud, in my taraweeh, in my ibadah. I'm going to, you know, take it to the next level and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this thing that I've been making dua for. Sharmeen Khan says, are there going to be special videos during Ramadan? Inshallah, we're going to do Visionaire in Ramadan. Special videos? All my videos are special, Sharmeen. They're all special. Alright guys, we are done. Jazakallah khairan for tuning in with me. I tried to get a really pretty place. Inshallah, I was like rushing around trying to find. Still, the flowers haven't come out yet. But inshallah ta'ala, when they do, it's going to get even more pretty. Okay, this is it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.